So there should be a prison camp for anyone who thinks that 9/11 was an inside job. There should be a prison camp for anyone who thinks that the Holocaust never happened at all. And there should be a prison camp for anyone who thinks that we never made it to the moon in 69. And there should be a prison camp for anyone who thinks that the government killed John Kennedy and Robert Kennedy and Martin Luther King. But we still have the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They're pesky little papers, don't you think? And people just can't go saying anything they want to. That's just dangerous. It could create a stink. So if you hear your neighbors questioning the government, here's an email address you should be thinking of. We can't keep track of all the dissidents ourselves. Send their names to flag@thewhitehouse.gov. There should be a prison camp for anyone who thinks that the current government is doing anything wrong. There should be a prison camp for anyone who thinks that the stimulus package isn't working at all. There should be a prison camp for anyone who thinks that the government shouldn't be in charge of your health care. And there should be a prison camp for anyone who thinks that the government shouldn't be owning the banks or the car companies or the mortgage companies. Now there's a fuckhole in the O of we the people, and it comes stain on the Constitution. And the Bill of Rights looks like it was used to wipe barbecue sauce off the face of the chosen one. So if you hear your neighbors questioning the government, there's an email address you should be thinking of. We can't keep track of all of the dissidents ourselves. Send their names to flag@thewhitehouse.gov. Now there are FEMA prison camps fully stocked and staffed, waiting for you to make the final gap. Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, and California, Alaska, Colorado, Florida, Texas, and Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, and Indiana, Kansas, West Virginia, Kentucky, Maine, Louisiana, Maryland, and D.C., Minnesota, Mississippi, Michigan, Wisconsin, Utah, and Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, New Mexico, North and South Carolina, and Dakota, Vermont, Virginia, and Oklahoma, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Washington, and Wyoming. And if that's not enough, FEMA has 100,000 double-decker boxcars with shackles welded in. And there's a guillotine at the head of each to behead opponents of free speech. See how green the government can be. So think of this government like an older, bigger brother who knows what's best for you even when you don't. So don't go thinking for yourself or voice any contrary opinions, or you'll lose your head in the punchline of